Andrew, good afternoon. This is Gigello from Travelers. Hope you're doing well. Just giving you a quick follow-up call. I did promise to give you a ring before I leave today. Maybe talk through the quotes, numbers high level for maybe 5 minutes, but looks like you're busy. Give me a shout tomorrow. I've got an agency visit in the afternoon tomorrow from like 12 o'clock on there, so I'll be out of pocket. But for the most part, I'm available in the morning. Maybe you probably don't have to call me back. Maybe it's self-explanatory. But if you look at the table and the email, the property, for instance, like it's got the first, the first column with the numbers, right? It's got the expiring premium, following by the renewal expiring, the expiring rates, the renewal premium, in that order. When you look at the property, for instance, the property rate was only 5.7%. You look at the boiler is part of the property, but for this purpose, it's a split out. No change in premium. The GL went from 93 to 126, but well, 126 is using the expiring rates, but using the new renewal rates, it's 128, which is like a 1.6% rate increase. That is a little fuzzy. Well, the 128,000 is based on the new exposures you provided. So you see how it says 126 in the second column? So if last year, if we were to use the same exposures annually last year, it would have been 126 instead of 93. So it's telling you based on this new exposures, the annual premium for this year would have been 126, but it's 128 now, which is only 1.6% rate increase. I hope that's that makes sense. That's why I want to go over it with you, line by line. The auto premium is actually, the renewal premium is actually like 78,000, but for some reason they add taxes to it. So I just added taxes. So without taxes, I think it was like a 5% increase, but I just added on. For some reason, it's in the proposal, but for some reason the rating system, it takes the $2,000 tax out. Workers' comp, I think I explained it in the email. The umbrella went up for the most part because of the GL exposure base is going up, so that affected the umbrella. But from a rate change perspective, it's only 5.6% change. Most of the premium change was based on the updated exposures. But that's what it is, line by line. Overall, it's like, about 5%. It's showing 6 here, but if you should back out the $2,000 in taxes on the auto, it's more like 5.5-ish. But if you add that, it's close to 6%. So that's what it is. But hey, give me a call. We can talk it through in depth. I can pull out a spreadsheet and show you the rates if you're interested in that level of detail. But I asked a question to you on the GL. Just want to be sure. It looks like from the spreadsheets you sent, Alyssa was saying that you made a note on there, like the GL exposures were effective 9/15. I don't know whether you meant to keep it off and let audit pick it up, or you meant to have sent it in, or you did send it in. But I made her change. I mean, check a few times. She's like, she saw the correspondence between you and I and Angela on like the coastal locations back and forth, but she did not see any endorsement process, whether it's on the GL or on the property. But yeah, I'm happy to discuss it more if you have the time. Take care. Look forward to talking to you shortly. Thanks. Bye-bye.